fun first half comes to an end with a 45-yard touchdown on the last play of the half. Texans leading it 26-7 is our score. Mike Blackwell and Jared Robinson here in Bandera at halftime. Here's how it went down. The Bulldogs got the onside kick to start the ball game, and then 42 seconds into the ball game, it was Reese Jennings on a 36-yard touchdown pass from Travis Adams with 11:18 left to play in the first quarter. Abram Mata's extra point made it Bandera 7 and Wimberly nothing. Wimberly then answered JoJo Weeks with a one-yard quarterback sneak. Curtis Bengal's extra point try was blocked with 5:57 left to play in the first quarter. It was Bandera still leading by a score of 7-6. Texans then took the lead for the first time in the ball game when Jake Cockerham scored from 5 yards out. Bengal's extra point with 4:15 left to play in the first quarter made it Wimberly 13 and Bandera 7. Texans then scored again on a 35-yard Guy Kipperus touchdown run. Bengals kick was good, and with 8:01 left to play in the second quarter, Wimberly led at that point by a score of 20-7. Then with 5 seconds left in the first half, it was Wyatt Mann on the end of a 45-yard bomb from JoJo Weeks. Touchdown with no time remaining on the clock. The two-point conversion failed. And that's where we stand at halftime. Our score, Wimberly 26 and Bandera 7. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back with more of our halftime show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Support for Wimberly Texan football comes from the Wimberly View newspaper, covering all Wimberly Texan sports with comprehensive coverage as well as local news in the area. For more information and to subscribe, visit WimberlyView.com or call 512-858-4163. Welcome
back to Bandera, Texas. Here we're going to throw it down to the field. Wimberly Texan marching band taking their spots on the field. Y'all enjoy the halftime band.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attention and your warm welcome this evening. The spirit of Texas Band would like to thank the Fish, the Bass, the Blunt, to the Mayor Bulldog Band for their continued season for 40 marching competition. Good luck, and go Texas!
Back with you live here from Bandera, Texas. We're going to take you to a short break. We'll come back, listen to some of the Bandera Bulldog Band. You're listening to 104.1 KOWO on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org. Everyone at CommuniCare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.
Welcome back to Bandera, Texas. We're going to kick it down to the field right now. Bandera Bulldogs band taking the field. The announcers got it, and you enjoy the remainder of the halftime show.
Star stepper of the week is Michaela Vines. This week, the star steppers will be performing a cover to Bruno Mars' Runaway Baby. Samantha Rubocala.
The color guard captain is Angela Flores. Guard member of the week is Rebecca Huckabee. And the section of the week is the saxophone. Drum majors for the Marching 100 are Summer Hughes and Blaine Lane. The Marching 100 will be performing their 2016 contest show entitled Angels and Demons. The music includes Chorale and Alleluia by Howard Hanson, Journey of Band from Cirque du Soleil featuring soloists Dolly Morrow and Matt Randolph, and Ka Battle, also from Cirque du Soleil. And now, Bandera ISD proudly presents the Bandera High School Marching 100. We'll be right back.
Back at Bulldog Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. We're at halftime. Wimberley leading Bandera by a score 26-7. A reminder, our scores and highlights tonight brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Part of those highlights needs to be me correcting myself. It was Hayden Krebs on that 45-yard no-time-remaining touchdown in that first half. I had said it was Wyatt Mann, but I'm 100 years old and can't see, and so I should correct myself and let you know that it was Hayden Krebs. Just brought up from the junior varsity. Welcome to varsity football, Hayden. You scored a touchdown with no time remaining. Let's give you some scores now. A lot of interesting scores here. All of these are halftime scores, by the way. Dripping Springs leading Lockhart 14-10 is the score in that one. It's Hutto 21 and Bastrop 12. Gatesville all over Lampasas, 42-13 the score in that one. Giddings, a team that the only team that has defeated Wimberley this year. Giddings 28 and Smithville nothing in that ball game. Burney all over Fredericksburg, 38-7 the score in that one. It's San Marcos 21-3 over Aikens, and get this, Lake Travis 29, Westlake nothing at halftime. So the Cavaliers putting it on the Chaparrals at halftime again, 29-0. Lake Travis over Westlake. Hayes ahead of Lehman, 14-7. Lehman has never beaten Hayes, and a lot of folks were thinking that this year might be the year. At any rate, Hayes leading at halftime over Lehman by a score of 14-7. Canyon Lake all over Eastside Memorial, 49-0 at halftime. That hurts. Navarro in a pretty good game with Llano tonight. Navarro 14, Llano nothing at halftime. Navarro undefeated, I believe, on the season. At any rate, that's where we stand. Wimberley 26, Bandera 7. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back with the second half after this timeout. You are listening to the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for tonight's Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, offering comprehensive cardiovascular care from diagnostic services to open heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.